This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sci-Fi and Scream Undead, a podcast of Joy 94.9 with Sonya the Screamer and Clay Talks.
Here's to honor among thieves. We almost pulled it off.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow.
Despite what everybody thought.
Wait for them to ask you who you know.
They're gonna blame us for the whole thing. We're the patsies. Don't forget, we're the bad guys.
Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
We've all heard the stories of Samson leveling a temple with a single push. Or the Philistine weapon of mass destruction named Goliath. The next war will be fought with these metahumans.
Please don't forget.
Ours or theirs.
Suicide Squad hit screens this week with a bit of a bang at Village Crown, featuring temporary tattoos, colourful popcorn, lollipops, character masks, and a Joker-style DJ as pre-show entertainment. The film itself, set in the same cinematic universe as Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman's Dawn of Justice. Yes, I'm throwing her in there too. And the upcoming Justice League, Wonder Woman, and Flash films, plays with the superhero genre to bring together a band of supervillains to do some good. So here is the roll call. Harley Quinn, played by Margot Robbie. Deadshot, played by our Fresh Prince, Will Smith. Cara Delevingne as the Enchantress. Captain Boomerang, played by Australian and Divergent alum Jai Courtney. Killer Croc, Adewale Akinnoye Agbaje. Diablo, played by Jay Hernandez. And Slipknot, played by Adam Beach. Our supervillains are kept in check by Rick Flagg, portrayed by Joel Kinnaman. Katana, played by Karen Fukuhara. With Viola Davies keeping a firm hand on them all in the guise of Amanda Waller. Wanting to protect the world from metahumans or humans with abilities, Warlock puts together our team and prides herself on her ability to get people to act against their will. When the city is threatened by a swirling vortex of twisted metal and rock, Warlock puts her team into action, fighting for their own personal goals as much as the will of Warlock. Our anti-villains head into the battleground and must fight a powerful enemy along with their very own natures. Jared Leto provides a secondary threat with his complex and quite terrifying version of the Joker. He perhaps does not quite reach Heath Ledger's mastery of the role, but I enjoyed the portrayal very much. Harley Quinn, and thus Margot Robbie, was the standout for me. Her character stole most of the scenes, very much twisted and loving at the same time. The acting was what you would expect from a superhero movie, but I was disappointed in the direction they took with the Enchantress. Though far from canon, I loved the look we get to see in most of the advertising, but I think the character did not work as much as I had hoped. My biggest criticism of the film comes not from the movie itself, but from the modern Hollywood era, giving out far too much in the trailers. All of the best moments in the film were spoiled. The best lines were dull when you finally got to see them in full action. The whole of Hollywood needs to work on fixing this issue. Still very much worth a trip to the cinema. I am giving this a 6 out of 10. It would actually have got a 7 if we hadn't been already presented with the material through advertising. Suicide Squad is in cinemas now-ish.
I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet.
I talk to you. Y'all jokers must be crazy.
This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad.
Look at the pretty lights.
To do something that'll get you killed.
You might want to work on your team motivation thing. You heard of Phil Jackson?
Yeah.
He's like the gold standard. Okay? Triangle, bitch.
Wait to show you my toys.
We're going to the swirling ring of trash in the sky.
They're walking the park. Easy peasy.
Don't make me shoot you.
Biggest boss and I've been a trillis. I'm a bigger problem when I quit with Sprillis. Kicking in the door, boy, suicide squad. Forgive me for my wrongs, I have just begun.
They're so intense.
Capital murder, capital letters. Yeah, she catching my vibe, but she can't fathom my chatter. Need a couple gang members for these new endeavors. From this point on, anything we do together. Ain't no mercy.
Hi, guys.
Forgive me for my wrongs, I have just begun. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.